Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Named to Talkers Magazine's Heavy 100 for the third straight year.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful, and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
Congratulations, Jim Blasingame, our Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining us. It's my pleasure to have you part of our day, and it's an honor for me to be part of yours. We got some good stuff lined up for you straight ahead with our good friend Rick Pinion. Rick is our financial planning expert in the Brain Trust, and he's one of a kind, ladies and gentlemen, in more ways than one. The president and the founder of Pinion Financial Services, and he's our good friend. Rick, welcome back to the show.
Well, good morning, Jim. It's nice to be back, as always.
It's good to have you back, as always. And Rick's fine organization, Pinion Financial Services, is in Maryland, just north of our nation's capital, hard by to Washington, D.C. And folks, when Rick joins us, as I always do this time of our visit, I always remind you that there are two worlds, there are two universes out there in the marketplace. The universe that most of us work in, which is the regular marketplace, and that's the caveat emptor marketplace where the buyer must beware. And then there's the securities industry that's highly regulated, and that's the industry where full disclosure is the coin of the realm. And with that in mind, Rick has something to say. Go ahead, Rick.
Well, thank you, Jim. Just to start out the show this morning, I just want to let the listeners know that discussions in this show should not be construed as specific recommendations or investment advice. You should always consult with your investment professional before making important investment decisions. Securities offered through AIG Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer, member NASD and SIPC, and Pinion Financial Services and AIG are not directly related.
And people wonder why there are no financial planning groupies out there. I don't understand why people don't get that. Hey, Rick, one of the new things that you've talked to us in the past about are different kinds of retirement plans. So that's one of the elements of the financial planning activity. And what's really impressive to me, Rick, is how many different retirement elements there are out there the government has approved, has developed, to allow people, when they have the cash, to be able to really load up on retirement opportunities, retirement savings, whether it be savings or investing or whatever it may be. There are a lot of different options out there, aren't there?
As a matter of fact, if we wanted to focus just on retirement plans, literally we could fill up a whole year of scheduling radio shows.
Right. Let's talk about some of the different ones. Let's tick off. And we're going to talk about one particular one today, folks. But before we do, Rick, I think it might be appropriate just to identify some of the and folks, these are programs that are associated with your employer. Some of them are not associated with your employer. For example, Rick, I remember way back in 1975 or so, when the IRA first came out, the individual retirement plan account, which was $1,500 a year.
That's right. That's right. We used to call it the IRA.
Right.
IRA.
And so those are still available. They've increased the amount, but there have been a lot of new programs since then, hasn't there?
Yeah, we call it the ABCs of retirement. So you've got the IRA, the traditional IRA, which you mentioned. You've got the Roth IRA. You've got the simple IRA. You have the SEP IRA. You have educational IRAs. Gosh, we can go on almost all morning. We have profit-sharing
right.
plans. We have defined contribution plans. Money purchase pension plan.
Well, with health savings accounts, you've got basically a health IRA.
Yeah,
and so many more of these, and these are all designed to help people who have the ability to fund these to really double up, triple up, quadruple up on their retirement plans, isn't it?
Yeah, in fact, it's taking away the excuse of saying I don't have a way to save money for retirement. And Uncle Sam, by the way, is your partner. As many of these are tax-favored plans.
Right, exactly. Now, so now we come back to, you mentioned something called the Roth IRA, which folks, we're not going to talk about the Roth IRA, except to set us up for the next feature, which is a 2006 instrument, and that's the Roth 401k. But maybe it would help, Rick, to set up the Roth 401k by telling us more about the Roth IRA.
Yeah, if we take a step back and take a look at the Roth IRA, that's for people that want to put aside money for retirement on an after-tax basis rather than a pre-tax basis.
Now, why would anybody want to do that?
Well, I think there's several reasons. I think many people like the idea of when they retire to have tax-free income coming out. Also, if you have tax-free income coming out of a Roth IRA, that means less taxes paid on your Social Security benefits.
Mm-hmm.
It means you don't have to take it out at 70 and a half.
So you can either pay the tax now or you can pay the tax later, but because they're IRAs, you only have to pay it once, either going in or coming out. And we're going to clear all this up right after these messages. It's 20 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. We'll be right back with Rick Pinion. Little Dire Straits for you here. That's the voice in the fingers of Mr. Mark Knopfler. 17 Till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Glad you're here. We're glad to have you as part of our day, part of our show. We're glad Rick Pinion's here, too. He's the founder and the president of Pinion Financial Services. He's our financial planning expert in the Brain Trust. And we're talking about different kinds of retirement plans, but specifically now we're talking about some of the Roth instruments. We mentioned earlier the Roth IRA where you can contribute. What's the maximum for a Roth IRA that you can contribute to?
Well, it depends on your age. If you're under 50, you can put in $4,000
a year.
If you're like some people that we know that are over 50, you can put another $1,000 in. That brings up to $5,000 total.
And now you got to earn enough. That's with after tax dollars you can put that in. But the good news is that when it comes out tax free. And you know, this is a heck of a deal for young people, isn't it?
Well, yeah, I think it would apply to younger people and people who have many years to accumulate money over time. I think it would appeal to, depending on a person's income, depending on how they feel the taxes will be in the future.
Right.
I mean, there's a lot of considerations when you think about a Roth. I mean, you've got to think of future investment returns. You've got to think of your personal income at retirement.
But let me ask you a question. I'll tell you, let's go ahead and set up the Roth 401k.
Okay.
And then I've got a tax question for you on that. But the Roth 401k is like the Roth IRA, except it's different.
Yeah, in other words, it's through payroll deduction at work, just like your regular 401k. So
right.
Many of you that are covered under retirement plan at work, this is a show that will be coming to you shortly. You'll probably have educational meetings at work because many companies are considering it. Basically, the way that it works is with the Roth IRA, you can contribute up to $15,000 for 2006. Again, for the people that we know that are over 50,
mm-hmm.
There's the catch-up. That's C-A-T-C-H, a catch-up provision where they can put another $5,000 in. So that's $20,000.
A year?
Yes.
You can do that every year?
Yeah. And plus, you know, if your adjusted gross income is, let's say, below $150,000, you can still do a Roth on the side. So you can have a Roth at work and a Roth on the side.
For the same amount of money?
Well, no, you can only put in $5,000 on the side.
I got you.
Yeah.
And folks, this is just another layer of retirement opportunity on top of your IRA, on top of your Roth IRA, on top of your regular 401k, right, Rick?
Yeah. These are layers.
You can have all these different accounts. Does it ever get complicated to manage all these accounts, though, Rick? Doesn't it get a little complicated?
Well, I tell you, I spend at least an hour to 2 hours a day just reading to keep up with all this stuff.
Right.
As a financial planner, retirement is one area that we work in, and we've got to make sure that we know our stuff when we're speaking before an audience.
So as good as all of these different forms are, these different instruments are, they're really better. They're really good for financial planners, right? Because it gives you guys more work to do.
They're like a relief act.
That's exactly. Okay, here's my tax question on the Roth instruments. If I contribute to a Roth 401k or a Roth IRA, I have to pay taxes on the proceeds. So I have to, if I want to pay $5,000 into a Roth 401k, you know, I have to earn, let's say, $7,500.
Okay.
Right? But now, do I still have to pay payroll taxes on that money too?
Yeah, in other words, because you're putting in after-tax dollars.
Right. So it includes the payroll tax on the on that money, whereas I'm just thinking, I'm trying to do the, you know, the good, the bad, and the ugly here, whereas with a regular a pre-tax contribution to one of the other instruments, there is no income tax or payroll tax on those, right?
Yeah, but let me give you a little goodie here.
Okay.
If your employer's matching your Roth 401k contributions,
right,
that match goes in pre-tax.
Ah. So, okay, so that's a good thing. Can the employers do disproportionate matching?
Well, no, I mean, obviously they have to set up a schedule that meets the IRS guidelines.
Right.
They can't pick and choose. It has to be, you know, a formula that's set up.
Right. Okay. What if it's your company? You're your own employee, own employer.
Well, you know, something that we may want to talk about next month is what would happen if you're a single, like say you're a single employer and you have no employees.
Right.
And you want to set up your own one-person 401k.
You can discriminate like crazy, can't you?
Yeah, because that's your own 401k. That's a whole subject for another
whole other thing. So folks, all of the Roth instruments are funded with pre-tax dollars. I'm sorry, after-tax dollars, right, Rick?
Right.
They're after-tax dollars, including payroll tax. So, and they're typically, the closer you are to the big 6-0, they're typically not as good a deal, are they? Would you agree with that?
Well, yeah, because what we're talking about is people have to make guesses about their future. See, we don't know what's going to happen down the road with tax laws, with inflation,
right,
with all these requirements. So the closer the people are to retirement, they may want to hedge their bets and maybe put half of their contributions into a traditional 401k deductible pre-tax.
Right.
And maybe the other half into an after-tax, kind of hedge their bets a little bit if they're not sure.
Well, and of course, if they're, let's say they're 55, Rick, and, you know, they could always do a Roth and maybe plan on using it after they're, say, 75.
Yeah, the nice thing
is it later.
Yeah, see, that's that, Joe, I'm glad you mentioned that, because one of the things I want to mention to the audience...
That's what I'm here for, Rick.
Okay. Is that at 70 and a half, you're not forced to take money out. Now, with the Roth 401k, well, I'll tell you the story when we
get
back.
Yeah, hold on to that thought. That's our cliffhanger, folks. Okay. We're going to tease you with that, too. You got to find out when you can take this money out, and we're going to do that right on the other side of these messages. It's 10 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Standing on the mountain, looking down on the city, the way he ought to feel is a doggone pity. Teardrop falling down the mountainside. Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out when you get a chance, and don't forget to subscribe to my newsletter and my blog. They're both free. We'll send you the newsletter by email on Sunday. The blog comes Monday through Friday, or you can just come and get it at the website and check it out. Use it to your advantage. Thank you to those, all of you who have been using it, and all of you who visit our site. We like that. We like knowing that it's useful to you. We know that you're using it over and over again. Everybody who comes is using multiple pages. We're glad about that. That lets us know that we're doing something right. And any comments that you have, we always like hearing from you. And thank you to all of you who have been writing in. Rick Pinion is our guest and our good friend. He's the president of Pinion Financial Services. Rick, you've got an outstanding website too. Tell us about it.
Yeah, in fact, if you'd like to go to the website and you want to look about retirement plans, we have a section for calculators on retirement. And the website is www.pinionfinancial. Pinion, by the way, is easy. It's like opinion without the O. Pinionfinancial.com.
All right. Check that out. And can they find out more about the you've got some seminars coming up in May, don't you?
Yes, exciting seminars. Thanks for mentioning that. On May 16th and May 20th, we're having retire. Oh, speaking about retirement, it's about retirement planning at the Pooks Hill Marriott down the street from NIH and Navy Medical.
Right.
On Wisconsin.
What street is that on?
On Wisconsin Avenue.
Wisconsin, right there north of Georgetown. So go down M Street, turn right or left on Wisconsin, and go north to up to the Pooks Hill Marriott and check out Rick. And you can find those dates on the website, can't they, Rick?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I said a minute ago about the Roth 401k and the Roth IRA, is even if you are a little bit older, which typically the Roth products are not quite as good for the older folks as they are for the younger folks, but if we all think we're going to live for a while, you know, maybe you could say at 55 fund a Roth program and plan on using it last. Use your other retirement first and using it last. What do you think, Rick?
Oh, yes. You always want to favor the tax-free and the tax-deferred vehicles until the very end. You always want to tackle your taxable investments first. But,
right.
You know, the question that you raise is, when can you touch the money? The guy spoke
right.
in one of our meetings says, Mr. Pinion, when can I touch my money? Well, it's the rule is it's either 59 and a half or the account is at least 5 years old, whichever is later, not earlier, but whichever is later.
Mm-hmm.
So they call that a qualifying event. The other two I don't recommend. The other two ways to touch it, one is disability, and the other is if you pass away.
Mm-hmm.
So those are the three criteria in terms of touching your money.
Speaking of passing away, don't the Roth products pass to your heirs tax-free too?
Yeah, that's one of the good news. You know, for estate planning, a lot of people are looking at these tools as a way to pass money down to future generations on a tax-free basis. So that makes it kind of a nice thing because, you know, with taxable investments, the heirs wind up paying the taxes on your traditional IRAs.
In other words, they don't become part of the estate they aren't sheltered by the allowance for estate taxes.
Well, let's put it this way: they're subject to your gross estate, but they're not. But the Roth IRAs are not subject to income taxation.
Right.
So there's a difference. There's a difference here between estate taxes and income tax.
Right, right. I see. All right. All right. What else do we need to know about Roth 401ks?
Well, I think the most important thing is that you know, there's pros and cons of everything, right? And maybe we should also talk about some of the disadvantages of the Roth 401k.
We got 1 minute for disadvantages.
Oh, they are. Okay, well, I'll just name a couple of them. First is education. This is complicated. People are going to have to learn the tax effects of these things. The tax laws may change. We don't know what's going to happen in the future. And I guess the third thing is that if you currently have a 401k plan with your employer, that employer is going to have to amend that document to allow the Roth 401k.
Hmm.
So with everything, there's the good, the bad, and
so,
the ugly.
So if I work for a company and they don't have a Roth 401k as part of their package, I'm going to have to ask them to add it to that package?
And plus, there's going to be additional record keeping as well as the amendment.
What if they don't want to do that?
Well, not every employer is going to want to do that. You have to try to convince your employer it's a good idea, although I think most of them are going to take a lead in this area.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, it's voluntary.
Right, right. Rick, this is very interesting and very informative. Thank you for bringing us the good news. The Roth 401k, folks, by the way, is new for 2006. Rick, thanks for being here. Good job, as always, and we'll see you next time.
I'll see you next month.
Rick Pinion, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back. We got a lot more to talk about with him. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners, each and every one. And as you know, this program is for you. I'll be back on the other side of the news. Don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.